news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Another hot one today, but maybe not as hot as it's been earlier in the week. Full details coming up with Dr. Bill. Plus this hour, Captain Bobby and the FM Talk 106.5 Fisherman Report. Start us off. Let's get the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning for the Fitz and Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center. Once again, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Light traffic from Airport and Dolphin at 65. Starting to pick up now from Tillman's Corner and Theodore along Highway 90. But a good ride across the Bayway coming into the Eastern Shore. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with just isolated thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Fierce Nakawati with principal office in Dallas, Texas. Attention landscapers and anyone working in the landscape industry. This is an important alert for users of the Weed Killer Roundup that have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. A California jury recently awarded $289 million to a landscaper who claimed Roundup gave him cancer. Roundup is the most widely used herbicide in the United States with billions of pounds applied each year. Farm workers and landscapers are at the highest risk of injury from exposure. Time is limited to file a claim. If you work with Roundup Weed Killer and were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, don't wait. Call the Roundup Legal Helpline now. The number to dial is 800-951-6265. That number again is 800-951-6265. You could be entitled to significant compensation. If you've been exposed to Roundup and have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, don't wait. Call the Roundup Legal Helpline right now. 800-951-6265. That's 800-951-6265. Again, 800-951-6265. Call now.
Now, the Dow dropped 800 points yesterday in the worst stock market day of 2019. All eyes on the market today to see what happens going forward. I mean, there has been times in the last year that the market's not dropped that much, but it's dropped, and then 2 days later has come back. Although yesterday with that yield curve inversion, people worried about signs of recession to come. That's one of our three big things, top stories of the day on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Also, a man convicted in shooting that injured a Baldwin County deputy. A jury yesterday returned a guilty verdict in the trial of a man accused of shooting a Baldwin County deputy. Forrest Bullen was charged with attempted murder in the shooting and wounding of Deputy Mike Walker in Stockton in December of 2017. And what are they doing in Montgomery? Well, it looks like at least a discussion of medical marijuana. The Medical Cannabis Commission held its first meeting in Montgomery. We'll talk about those stories and a whole lot more coming up this hour. Plus, you can check those out along with podcast information, online opinion poll, and weekend and weekday schedules for FM Talk 106.5 on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. All right, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An escaped inmate remains on the run this morning. 45-year-old Juan Salazar was last seen at approximately 7:48 p.m. during a count at the Elba Work Release Center Tuesday night, and authorities need your help to put him back behind bars. Officials reported his escape at 9:20 p.m. Salazar is described as a white male, weighing 155 pounds and is 5 feet 8 inches tall. He has black hair and brown eyes and was last seen wearing his state-issued white shirt and pants. The facility is a minimum security center, and Salazar was sentenced back in April of 2018 to 60 months in prison for a drug-related offense in Geneva County. If you have information about Salazar's whereabouts, you're encouraged to call the ADOC at 1-800-831-8825. And what began as a case of a vehicle burglary turns into a case of credit card possession fraudulent use, resisting arrest, receiving stolen property, third, and warrants. On Tuesday, just after 8 a.m., Mobile police responded to the Budgettel Inn on the I-65 service road here in Mobile. The victim reported that he'd noticed that someone had been in his vehicle and that several items were missing. The victim discovered a credit card was stolen from his vehicle and had been used at that very same hotel. Authorities were able to locate the suspect, who they say used the credit card to purchase a room. The suspect has been identified as 19-year-old Demarius Hardy. He was arrested Tuesday morning. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Authorities in Northwest Florida have not yet released the identity of a body found behind a beauty salon in Pensacola. The discovery was made on Beverly Parkway. Employees with Salon 114 showed sheriff's investigators what they saw on their surveillance cameras. They identified 49-year-old Donald Barbie as a suspect. He was arrested and charged with murder. The jury has found Forrest Bullen guilty of shooting a Baldwin County deputy nearly 2 years ago. Bullen was convicted of attempted murder and domestic violence. He shot Sergeant Mike Walker in 2017 as the officer was responding to a domestic violence call in Stockton. Bullen will be sentenced on August 22nd. The new chief operating officer of Airbus shrugged off recent comments made by President Trump during a trip to Mobile Wednesday. NBC News reported the president met with the heads of major airlines and criticized Delta Airlines for spending billions to buy planes made by European Airbus, something Airbus COO Michael Schulhorn takes issue with, saying 40% of every Airbus plane has American content. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Johnny's RV is now Johnny's premier boat and RV. The same trusted family-owned RV center that's been around for over 20 years, offering Godfrey pontoon boats and hurricane deck boats. Now, Johnny's is bigger than ever with hundreds of used RVs on the lot, over 50 that are under $10,000. Plus, a full-time parts and service department to keep you on the road or in the water. Johnny's premier boat and RV supercenter, Highway 90 in Theodore, just a mile west of I-10, exit 15A. Johnny's, home of the sweet deal.
Former Alabama receiver Amari Cooper is sidelined in Dallas. If you have to watch Vanderbilt play football in Nashville this season, well, at least you'll be allowed to drink. Woo-hoo. And the Atlanta Braves beat the New York Mets thanks to a great seventh inning last night. It's a quarter after seven on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the NFL, Dallas Cowboys wide receiver Amari Cooper is dealing with a ligament issue in his foot and now unlikely to suit up for the Cowboys this preseason. The former Alabama receiver left practice early on August the 3rd with what was then described by the Dallas Cowboys as a heel bruise. At that time, head coach Jason Garrett said that he hoped that Cooper would return to practice by August the 6th. He's since missed every practice and the preseason opener against the San Francisco 49ers. The three-time Pro Bowler also currently involved in ongoing contract negotiations with Dallas. Cooper's entering the final season of a four-year, $22.7 million contract. In college football news, the Vanderbilt Commodores and Florida State Seminoles announced separately yesterday that both schools will begin selling alcohol at games this season. Vanderbilt Athletic Director Malcolm Turner announced the Commodore's new policy yesterday. He said that Vanderbilt will sell beer in public areas of the stadium, while wine will only be available to fans in premium seating. The SEC voted in May to give league members the autonomy to decide whether to sell beer and wine in public areas during sporting events. There's been a few other SEC schools, including Arkansas, LSU, Missouri, and Texas A&M, who have announced plans for alcohol sales at their football games. Florida State's plans are a little different from the rest. They announced that 5 locations will be selling adult beverages for games, but only 2 of those locations are within Doak Campbell Stadium. Those 2 locations will be serving beer and wine, while the other 3 stands will be located outside of the stadium to accommodate tailgaters. In the major leagues last night, the Atlanta Braves scored 5 runs in the 7th inning and beat the New York Mets 6-4. Philadelphia had a great night at the plate. They won over the Chicago Cubs 11-1. Phillies catcher JT Realmuto hit a grand slam, and Bryce Harper had 2 home runs in the win. The Washington Nationals also put up a ton of runs last night. They beat the Cincinnati Reds 17-7. The Nationals scored 10 runs in the 5th inning and 6 more runs in the 6th. Clayton Kershaw struck out 10 batters in 7 shutout innings, and the LA Dodgers beat Miami 9-1. Colorado's Nolan Arenado hit a 2-run walk-off homer, and the Rockies beat Arizona 7-6.
This ball in the air, deep left field, stay fair, it is gone, 2-run, walk-off home run, Nolan Arenado.
In the American League, the New York Yankees won their 16th game in a row against Baltimore. New York's Gary Sanchez had a 3-run home run in the 6-5 win. The Boston Red Sox defeated Cleveland 5-1. Elvis Andrus had 4 hits, and the Texas Rangers beat Toronto 7-3. Detroit beat Seattle 3-2, and the White Sox got past Houston 13-9. In interleague games, St. Louis shut out Kansas City 6-0. Trent Grisham hit a 3-run homer, and Milwaukee beat Minnesota 6-5. San Diego beat Tampa Bay 7-2, and Matt Chapman had 2 home runs as Oakland beat San Francisco 9-5. In some more baseball news, Matt Harvey, who was once considered one of the best pitchers in the world, will reportedly sign a minor league deal with the Athletics. He'll report to the team's AAA Las Vegas club. The 30-year-old was released by the LA Angels in late July after he went 3-5 with a 7.09 ERA. And we're inching ever closer to the first college football games of the 2019 season. Think you know football better than anyone else in the FM Talk 106.5 audience? Right now, you can go ahead and sign up for the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge. It's the second year that we're holding this contest. Last year, over 180 people competed by picking the winners of 10 NCAA games every week of the regular season. Travis Cunningham became the first ever winner of the challenge, and he was even awarded a trophy for being the top game picker. It's free to play. Link to sign up currently at the top of our station Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065. Just make sure you get signed up by August 31st, the first official week of the season. 718 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with just isolated thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Good. Would you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Atmore. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying now, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, September 29th, including daily point earnings, weekly free play drawings, and the last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at WindCreekCasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Atmore and find your winning moment.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt. Now, there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Again, from Daphne, Spanish Fort to Loxley and I-10. We've had a good ride. No problems across the Bayway. Still have delays on Old Shell, Dolphin, and Moffitt and 65, but no new wrecks in the roadways. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history for the new Hancock Whitney Stadium for September 2020. Call 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 721 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Your chance to win some tickets to Widespread Panic coming up at the end of this month, beginning of next. Labor Day weekend over at the Pensacola Bay Center. Got the chance coming up sometime between now and 9 to win those tickets. All right. This is something that Dalton sent me yesterday. I have not seen this reported anywhere else except out of Politico.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is pretty interesting. As financial disclosure data comes in, as people are running for office, and this story from Politico lists people from the federal level, the national stories of senators, all people that want to be senators. But this one in particular, wanting to be senator, Tommy Tuberville,
mm-hmm.
has a financial disclosure came out that he has gotten, let's see, Tommy Tuberville, the former football coach who was running for Senate in Alabama, made $20,000 from ESPN.
Right. I don't know if that's salary, because I think that he was no longer calling games.
Right. So is it a political donation from ESPN to Tuberville, or is it a business thing that he has to do in disclosure?
That's a great question, because this is
I wouldn't think ESPN would be making political donations.
You wouldn't think so, especially with the flack they've caught.
Yeah.
The flack they've caught the last few years. But, you know, this is the only place, this Politico newsletter.
The only place we've seen it.
Only place I've seen it, and it doesn't go into much detail.
ESPN says Tommy Tuberville made $20,000 from ESPN. So make, when it says made, to me it seems like it's not a donation, but some kind of salary thing, or some kind of residual or something. I don't know. We're digging into it. We'll try to find out if ESPN is getting into Alabama politics. I doubt it, but it's there.
Some of those other financial facts, though, that they disclosed were pretty interesting to me. They said Senator Ted Cruz got over $12,000 in Houston Rockets basketball tickets from a political consultant. So those are some of the trades you'll see made with politicians. But Mitt Romney, you think that he's not making money, then you're wrong. He's still very rich, they report. Assets of somewhere between $71.5 and $257 million. Somewhere between $70 million and $260 million.
Pretty good range.
Said Marriott paid him $1.5 million in director fees in 2018 and nearly $2 million from his Goldman Sachs IRA. So the financial facts, pretty interesting.
Yes, and he had physical gold bullion worth between $250,000 and $500,000. Of course, as those precious metal values went up yesterday, he probably made even more money from it. All right, 7:24, let's catch some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Target at the Bel Air Mall in Mobile robbed early Tuesday morning. This after the suspect claims to have a knife. The unknown suspect is seen on store surveillance, selecting multiple items throughout the store. He's then seen trying to exit the location without paying for those items. Store security tried to stop him. They got into an altercation. The man announced that he had a knife, and he cut the security person. Mobile police say the subject then took off on foot, and this investigation is ongoing. If you have information, please give Mobile police a call. We head across the bay for this next headline as a Baldwin County woman has been charged with stealing HOA fees. According to court records, 41-year-old Rachel Hawks turned herself in to authorities back on August the 7th after fellow HOA members reported that $12,000 was missing from the association's bank account. Hawks was the treasurer of her homeowners association in Daphne. During the time of the theft, Hawks is accused of taking the money between 2017 and 2019 and spending that money on vacations and other personal items. According to the Baldwin County Jail, Hawks was booked into the jail around 9 a.m. and was released a few hours later on a $7,500 bond. She has been charged with theft of property in the first degree. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 726 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Tonight, Common Sense Campaign has their I-10 Mobile Bay Bridge Project public hearing. Goes on from 6 to 8 tonight out at the Five Rivers Center on the Causeway. Somebody was asking where it's going to be. There's a couple buildings. Number one, honest goodness, if you pull up in the parking lot, they're all fairly close. I'm going to think it's the easternmost building, the one that's like the auditorium where they have the screen and the seating and all that stuff. So if you're looking at it to your right, that building, I'm guessing right now, but if it was in another one, it would just be an easy walk over there. But yeah, they're asking you tonight. This is a few things we talked about yesterday on this. Rules for the night. Got this note from the Common Sense Campaign in all capitals. This is not a complaint fest.
Okay.
So if you're coming out just to complain, it says, so please send your complaints to Governor Ivey, not us. Okay, so
they're saying they just want ideas, I guess.
So everybody's going to have an opportunity to fill out a 3x5 card with your ideas on how to improve the bridge plan or how badly you will be financially impacted by the toll. They will screen the cards before the program begins and call those individuals forward to a microphone where you will have 3 minutes to deliver your comments. They'll have a timekeeper who will warn you when you have 30 seconds left and when time is up. No word if they'll have the big hook thing to pull you off stage.
A chain.
Yeah, to pull you off. They said you may have questions directed to you after your presentation to make sure we understand the points you've made. Also, they expect that you will adhere to the timekeeper's monitoring of your time.
Mm.
Okay? All right?
Very important.
But I understand what they're saying here. The complaint fest, we get it. It says, but send those complaints to Governor Ivey. It's not going to be just a complaint fest. It's going to be a chance to offer real ideas here, try to contribute to the conversation of what can be done to avoid these tolls.
See, and I'm glad they're doing that because when the news started coming out, I started to think this might be more of a pep rally where everybody kind of agrees with the same thing. What is it going to do if everybody's just in one place complaining? Like, we know you don't want the toll,
right?
But what are your ideas?
Right, you can go ahead and assume that a lot of the people who come to the event tonight don't want the toll. Okay, so let's move past that. Now get into the part of what would you do to fix it. I have a feeling, too, we'll hear from Politico's. I think AL1 Congressman Bradley Byrne will be there. Mobile County Commissioner and candidate for AL1, Jerry Carl, is going to be there. And probably some others. Of course, State Auditor Jim Ziegler, Dr. Lou Campomenosi, the rest of the crew from the Common Sense Campaign will be there as well. But that's 6 to 8 tonight on the Causeway, Five Rivers Center. Easternmost building, I'm guessing, far right-hand building for those of you who don't do directions like that. We'll see you out there. All right, 728 FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill's got our forecast, and we'll check in with News 5 next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz has been cleared of any wrongdoing after a tweet landed him in trouble with the State Bar Association. That tweet was directed at Michael Cohen, President Trump's former attorney. The message was sent hours before Cohen testified before the Senate Oversight Committee. It was later deleted, and Gaetz apologized. The Florida Bar found this week that there was no need for disciplinary action. Investigators are trying to piece together what happened before a man fell out of a moving truck. It happened on Highway 59 near Keller Road in Foley. Witnesses say the man was in bad shape after falling from the truck that was reportedly traveling at least 50 miles an hour. A public meeting is set for tonight for those who have an opinion about the proposed tolls on the Mobile River Bridge and Bayway project. The Alabama Department of Transportation has proposed a base toll of $6 per car. The Common Sense Campaign is hosting the meeting tonight ahead of a meeting of the Toll Authority in Montgomery in October. They're gathering input to take to that meeting. Tonight's gathering is from 6 to 8 at the Five Rivers Delta Center in Spanish Fork. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
At Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, we're not just in the safe business, we are the safe business. With the largest selection, 12 months free financing, professional delivery available, and the most knowledgeable customer service, why go anywhere else? Plus, first responders receive discounts up to $500. For a limited time, save up to $1,000 on a new Browning safe with a lifetime warranty. For service after the sale, it's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Look for the giant yellow safe, exit 5B I-65 in Mobile.
All six police officers who were struck by gunfire during a standoff in Philadelphia have been released from the hospital. Police say officers were serving a drug warrant at a row house yesterday when a man, now in custody, opened fire. The U.S. has moved to halt the release of an Iranian supertanker, the Grace One, detained in Gibraltar for breaching international sanctions. Here's Nick Payton Walsh.
The Grace One was originally seized by the British government using U.K. Royal Marines around Gibraltar, which is part of the United Kingdom, and held because they believed it was going to take oil on to the Syrian government, who are under sanction by the European Union and many other nations too, and that delivery would have been in violation of those sanctions.
A territorial Supreme Court will rule on the matter. John Hickenlooper is expected to drop out of the Democratic presidential primary today. He's been at 1% or lower in the polls. Hickenlooper may challenge Colorado Senator Cory Gardner for a U.S. Senate seat. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Ford is recalling over 108,000 mid-sized cars to fix a problem that could stop the seatbelts from holding people in a crash. The recall covers certain Ford Fusion and Lincoln MKZ cars from 2015. The company says the car's front seatbelt cables can lose strength due to heat buildup and may not adequately restrain passengers. Ford says it's aware of one injury from the problem. Facebook says it paid contractors to transcribe audio clips from users of its Messenger service. The practice raises privacy concerns as users aren't typically aware that humans are reviewing audio. Tech companies say the practice helps improve their services. Facebook says audio snippets were masked so as not to reveal anyone's identity, but it has stopped the practice. The vaping industry group is suing the federal government to delay a review of electronic cigarettes. The lawsuit says the upcoming review could wipe out smaller companies. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Matt and Kelly love the county fair because the food's as much fun as the rides. It's why they secure their dentures with Super Poly Grip to make sure everything is on the menu.
We have a winner!
Poly Grip!
Sounds like a house party.
I'm here!
That's Aunt Marie. She likes to turn up in style. And thanks to Polydent, her denture is so clean and fresh, she can work the room with confidence.
Polydent!
You're invited to come see a most unique photography exhibit, The Making of a Food Desert, a byproduct of urban renewal, at the USA Archaeology Museum, 6052 USA Drive South. The photos show the loss of businesses, grocery stores, pharmacies, and medical offices in Mobile's 36603 zip code beginning in the 1950s. The exhibit of side-by-side photos is free and open through August.
With Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so we were hot yesterday and then at least a little respite from those thunderstorms.
Yeah, we got up to officially 94 yesterday, but at one point, just before the thunderstorms moved in, the heat index went up to 116 out at the airport. And the thunderstorm did produce quite a bit of rain, and officially 1.82, almost 2 inches of rain, fell at the airport, bringing our total to more than 6.5 inches of rain for the month of August, and we're only halfway through. Look for another warm day today, up around 94, perhaps 95 degrees. There is a weather front. I don't want to call it a cold front, I'll call it a dry front that's in our area now, and it will slowly move offshore today. But we will see a few scattered thunderstorms, as I mentioned, up around 95. Tonight, some isolated thunderstorms in the evening, low tonight in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, we could see some drier air move in, just a slight chance of a thunderstorm, but the high will be up around 95 degrees. That front will move just offshore tomorrow, but it's going to come back over the weekend. Saturday, I look for mostly sunny skies and some scattered thunderstorms. I will be in the low 90s, and the front comes back in as a warm front, and on Sunday, we'll see numerous thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. That'll keep temperatures in the upper 80s. And that'll be the pattern for Monday, numerous thunderstorms, upper 80s, and then fewer thunderstorms Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, and we warm back up to around 90 degrees.
All right, so Saturday, the better of the 2 days over the weekend to get outside.
Saturday, definitely the better day. We should have mostly sunny skies through the morning and into the afternoon, and then we'll see some scattered thunderstorm activity. But temperatures on Sunday, a little bit lower, around 92 degrees as compared to 95 on, rather 92 on Saturday and compared to 95 on Friday.
But, oh, yeah, it's like a polar vortex. Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Bill, let me quickly talk about the bigger picture here, the tropics. Yeah. I mean, August has been a pretty darn busy month for hurricanes over the decades.
Well, what's been going on so far is that there has been an El Nino effect, warming of the Pacific waters, which reduces hurricane activity out in the Atlantic. Well, that El Nino is beginning to fade. And all indications are that we're going to see a more active September and October. So the second half of the season could be quite active. And we're already looking right now at a large tropical wave coming off the African coast. That may be the beginning of what's going to be sort of a turnaround here for the mid and then the second half of the season.
All right, yeah, because next month is the peak?
Yeah, the actual peak statistically is the middle of September, around 15th or so of September. And then it usually remains active all the way into the middle of October. But this year we could see quite a bit of activity during that period.
All right, Dr. Bill, thank you. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast and his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. Right now, Kane's got our traffic.
Good morning for the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. We do have an accident now, Old Shell and Jaguar. Officers are on a scene without injury. Shouldn't be affecting too much traffic. Looks great across the Bayway. Still finding heavier traffic now from 31 and 181 across the Eastern Shore and 98 and Daphne heading up towards the Bayway. Family-owned Terraform Land Company can help with tree and stump removal, land clearing, and they do driveways too, licensed and insured. They offer free estimates. It's Terraform Land Company at 253-4077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Talking with Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino. We've heard about the faulty 3M earplug cases out there. How do y'all prove people have had damages?
This is a very unique case. We can look at a person's history diagnostically. And what I mean by that is we take every hearing test, they're called audiograms, through the service member's history. And everyone has a baseline audiogram before they're allowed to enter the military. And you can't have bad hearing and go in the military. We're seeing that everybody has fine hearing when they enter the military. And then we track every single audiogram. We chart it out and we create this really cool, unique graph that shows that when 2003 came along and they were issued these earplugs, their hearing just plummeted. And we're seeing that time and time again through actual audiograms. And that's an objective test. You can't argue with that.
All right. So how do we get a personalized assessment of our damages?
All you have to do is call Taylor Martino. You can find our number by Googling Taylor Martino Law Firm, Mobile, Alabama.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
As a new school year begins, the North Baldwin Chamber of Commerce wants to remind drivers to be aware that school zones will be areas of congested traffic. Stay alert. Be prepared to stop suddenly when driving where children are frequently found. Please observe speed limits in school zones and cooperate with safety personnel and school bus drivers. Always buckle up, slow down, keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel, and above all, don't text while driving. My name is Ashley Jones Davis, Executive Director for the North Baldwin Chamber of Commerce, and we are community leaders taking part in the Gulf Coast Back to School Safety Campaign.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 from the police blotter this morning. Tuesday, August 13th, Mobile police responded to a vehicle that backed into another vehicle in the area of Dolphin Street at Spring Hill Avenue with a person leaving the scene of the accident. Officers confirmed that they attempted to stop the vehicle and the driver sped away. Officers pursued the vehicle until the driver crashed into a tree in the area of Mott Drive and St. Stephen's Road around 4:15 p.m. that afternoon. The driver was arrested after a foot pursuit and has been identified as 20-year-old Kentrell Freeman. Freeman was arrested and is charged with attempting to elude police, pistol carrying without a permit, and receiving stolen property in the fourth. If you are trying out for American Idol next week, producers have finally confirmed where those tryouts will happen. Auditions will take place Tuesday, August the 20th at Gulf Quest Maritime Museum. This is the show's 18th season. It airs on ABC. People planning to audition at the event can register in person on Tuesday or in advance by going to AmericanIdol.com/auditions. Online audition options also are available. So to be eligible, you must be 15 to 28 years of age as of June 1st, 2019, which means you must have been born between June 2nd, 1990 and June 1st, 2004. Among other requirements, competitors must be legal U.S. residents and you cannot be a candidate for public office. According to information posted online by the show's producers, quote, it is currently anticipated that in-person registration at each audition city will start no later than 9 a.m. on the audition day and will continue throughout the audition day. Audition day. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. Imagine the nerve. American Idol will require you to be a citizen of the United States.
Where's the
ask for ID?
Where's the petition against that?
That's right. Something you got to get that up over at change.org or something like that as they get moving. 743, FM Talk 106.5 on the way. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. And Dalton's got sports coming up next.
This information update brought to you by the Dolphin Street Beer Festival. Downtown Mobile, Saturday, August 24th. 70 different beers, 24 different venues. Get your tickets at beerfestmobile.com or call 251-208-1550.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Authorities in Northwest Florida have not yet released the identity of a body found behind a beauty salon in Pensacola. The discovery was made on Beverly Parkway. Employees with Salon 114 showed sheriff's investigators what they saw on their surveillance cameras. They identified 49-year-old Donald Barbie as a suspect. He was arrested and charged with murder. A jury has found Forrest Bullen guilty of shooting a Baldwin County deputy nearly 2 years ago. Bullen was convicted of attempted murder and domestic violence. He shot Sergeant Mike Walker in 2017 as the officer was responding to a domestic violence call in Stockton. Bullen will be sentenced on August 22nd. The new chief operating officer of Airbus shrugged off recent comments made by President Trump during a trip to Mobile Wednesday. NBC News reported the president met with the heads of major airlines and criticized Delta Airlines for spending billions to buy planes made by European Airbus, something Airbus COO Michael Schulhorn takes issue with, saying 40% of every Airbus plane has American content. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
Former Alabama receiver Amari Cooper is sidelined in Dallas. If you have to watch Vanderbilt play football in Nashville this year, well, at least you can drink. And the Atlanta Braves beat the New York Mets thanks to a great seventh inning last night. It's a quarter till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NFL, Dallas Cowboys wide receiver Amari Cooper is dealing with a ligament issue in his foot and now unlikely to suit up for the Cowboys this preseason. The former Alabama receiver left practice early on August the 3rd with what was described by the Dallas Cowboys as a heel bruise. At that time, head coach Jason Garrett said that he hoped Cooper would return to practice by August the 6th, but since then he's missed every practice and the preseason opener against the San Francisco 49ers. The three-time Pro Bowler is also currently involved in ongoing contract negotiations with Dallas. Cooper's entering the final season of a four-year, $22.5 million contract. In college football news, the Vanderbilt Commodores and Florida State Seminoles announced separately yesterday that both schools will begin selling alcohol at games this season. Vanderbilt Athletic Director Malcolm Turner announced that the Commodores would have the new policy yesterday. He said that Vanderbilt will sell beer in public areas of the stadium, while wine will be available only to fans in premium seating. The SEC voted in May to give league members the autonomy to decide whether to sell beer and wine in public areas during their sporting events. A few other SEC schools, including Arkansas, LSU, Missouri, and Texas A&M, have also announced plans for alcohol sales at football games. Florida State's plans are a little different from the rest of the schools. They announced that five locations will be selling adult beverages for games, but only two concession stands within Doak Campbell Stadium will be serving beer and wine. The other three stands will be located outside of the facility to accommodate tailgaters. In the major leagues last night, the Atlanta Braves scored five runs in the seventh inning and beat the New York Mets 6-4. Philadelphia had a great night at the plate and an 11-1 win over the Chicago Cubs. Phillies catcher JT Realmuto hit a grand slam, and Bryce Harper had two home runs in the win. The Washington Nationals also put up a ton of runs last night. They beat the Cincinnati Reds 17-7. The Nationals scored 10 runs in the fifth inning and six more runs in the sixth. Clayton Kershaw struck out 10 in seven shutout innings, and the LA Dodgers beat Miami 9-1. Colorado's Nolan Arenado hit a two-run walk-off homer, and the Rockies beat Arizona 7-6.
This ball in the air, deep left field, stay fair.
In the American League, the New York Yankees won their 16th game in a row over Baltimore. New York's Gary Sanchez had a three-run home run in the 6-5 win. The Boston Red Sox defeated Cleveland 5-1, and Tampa Bay got beat by San Diego 7-2. We're getting closer to the beginning of the college football season. If you think you can pick games better than anyone in the FM Talk 106.5 studios or listening audience, well, right now you can sign up for the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge. It's free to play. The link to sign up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk106.5. Just make sure you get signed up by August 31st, the first official week of the football season. 7:48 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the Jubilee Roofing.com Traffic Center. Still working an accident without injuries at Old Shell and Jaguars. It's slow at Tanner Williams and Snow, also Moffitt University, Cottage Hill and Demetropolis, and by Daphne High School. County Road 13 and Champions Way seeing big delays there as well. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. With over 40 years experience and guaranteed color matching on your vehicle, it's Bay City Collision, 666-6516. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with just isolated thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
750 FM Talk 106.5 and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report right around the corner. We'll get to Captain Bobby in just a second. Right now, Kelly's got her headlines.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Mobile police have made an arrest after multiple thefts were reported at Walmart located on the I-65 service road in Mobile. Those thefts occurred between July 18, 2019 until August 11, 2019. Officers arrived at the store and were told by store security that a female employee was being held in regards to those thefts. She's been identified as 21-year-old Tawana Mollett. She's been arrested and now charged with theft in the first degree. We are talking rain this morning and plenty of it, as 24/7 Wall Street has reviewed metropolitan areas with the highest average annual precipitation using data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's North America Land Data Assimilation System. This data was gathered between 1979 to 2011, and it concludes the Northeast and the South received respectively 46% and 41% more rain than the average nationwide city. So two of the top 25 rainiest cities are in Alabama. The average annual precipitation is 61.2 inches. Mobile was ranked as 14th when it comes to the rainiest city in the U.S. Mobile receives an average of 4 hours, 53 minutes of full sun per day with average daily max temperatures of 76 degrees. Daphne, Fairhope, and Foley, even wetter, coming in at number 10 on the list. The area receives an average annual precipitation of 62.4 inches. The area receives an average of 4 hours and 54 minutes full sun per day with averages daily maximum temperatures of 75.4 degrees. The rainiest city in America, Mount Vernon, Washington. They receive 80.2 inches of rain each year. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 752 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, and it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear that Captain Bobby uses when he heads to the water. When you go see him at McCoy Outdoor Company, the stuff that works around here, they've got it, and we've got Captain Bobby. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Man, I'm good. It is, you know, this is an understatement. It has been hot. you know, if we're talking about getting water temperatures up, this kind of weather will do it.
Oh, my gosh, has it been hot, man. And I'm talking like it, you know, yesterday morning, we were, I mean, you know, fortunately we were hot because we were catching fish, but it was, I mean, I looked up, I would have sworn it was 11 or 11 o'clock, and it was 7:45 in the morning, and everybody on the boats got towels wrapped around them, and
you know, wiping their face off and stuff. It's brutal, man. Wind, of course.
What's it doing to the fish? I mean, we're looking at the water temperature. Has it pushed everything deep, or what's going on?
Well, we caught everything deep and have for the last several trips. I think you could probably go early, maybe, and catch some, but it's really gotten into that true summertime pattern, which is the deep water. And then deep water, especially if you can get some current moving in that deep water. And, of course, you know, I'm sure you saw it coming to work this morning. I have the last couple mornings going on. That's big full moon right now, too. And the fish really react well. We've talked about it many times, you know, how well the fish bite throughout the year on the full moon period. But we were really on some good spawning schools yesterday. And I knew it was good spawning schools because we would catch, you know, we were catching two or three at a time, and two fish would be males and the other one would be a female. That'll tell you you're on a big spawning school.
Right? Yeah, that's important. Tell folks, I mean, because we think like May and June, these big months to fish spawning speckled trout, but they're still spawning throughout the summer.
They do. They spawn pretty around here pretty much late March through October. They're spawning activity. Some of the peak spawning is when you're talking about May and June. That's like an early part of the spawn. And the reason we consider it a good spawning period is also because the water temperature's at the perfect range, you know. Mm-hmm. But the fish are really, like you said, they're spawning early in the spring through the fall, and they really peak the spawn on this full moon. They gather up in big schools, and, you know, unlike a lot of other fish species, speckled trout really feed well on the spawn, you know. So they're really eating because they're so gathered up, and there's so much competition. So it's when you find them, they'll eat.
Okay, well, help us find them. I mean, you're saying deep water and spawn. That leaves a lot of people scratching their head, probably.
Well, the big thing when I say deep water, because you got to throw in structure. Because, you know, when you start fishing deep water, you've got to have something that congregates the fish. So the deep water structure would be, you know, the things you can see above the water in the form of marked reefs or wrecks. If you have, and there's plenty of places that are on nautical charts, you might have numbers. But any kind of structure in water deeper than about 8 feet right now is going to hold fish. Some places more than others. The sound down towards the west end of the sound, the water is just immaculately beautiful. We went fished up the bay a little bit. The further up the bay you get, the prettier the water gets, and the bite gets cleaner the further up the bay. We finished up yesterday at the mouth of the bay, and it gets pretty toothy and skipjacky down there. Is that a new word, skipjacky?
You just made it a word. So up the bay, you're catching fish. Are you catching fish on the gas rigs?
Gas rigs, yeah. The bay is really, when I think of the bay, I think more in terms of rigs, because in the sound, there's only one gas rig left, you know. Mm-hmm. But in the bay, you got a number of gas rigs, and where there formerly were gas rigs, they have pulled up. Now they put reefs there. So you got, you know, in the bay, there's places where that are marked with poles now that have a lot of rock on them, and those places hold fish. And those places don't get fish very often, so... You know, again, you know, to my point is anything in water deeper than 8 feet that has structure on it is worth checking if the if the water clarity is right, the wind drift is right, and so on and so forth. You know, there's fish on everything. It's just some have more than others.
All right, you're fishing slip corks and shrimp. Are you using croakers? What are you doing?
Both. You can use shrimp and if you get around trout, the shrimp work fine. But if you get on these mixed bag of those summertime species, like I was just talking about, the ladyfish, the gaff tops and that sort of thing, they're going to eat your shrimp up too. And you can clean that up by going to croakers. But right now, it's about tit for tat with shrimp and croakers when you're fishing that deep structure. So, you know, whatever you can get your hands on. You and I were talking off the air. I had some really good drags this past weekend and caught some really nice croakers. You can buy them. You can drag for them. They really work well under a slip cork. That slip cork's the way to at least locate your fish.
Yeah, absolutely. People get rigged up with that for the weekend, or better yet, they get a trip booked up with you, and you've got the slip cork rigs already rigged on your boat. So how do they do that?
Just go to ateamfishing.com, and by the way, if you happen to go there, there's a diagram of a slip cork, too, if you want to, because we couldn't, in an hour-long outdoor show, describe a slip cork, so you got to go look at a picture of it.
That is for sure, and already getting ready for some of that fall fishing.
Absolutely, yeah. Looking forward. But days like this will really make you look forward to it.
Guaranteed. Captain Bobby, we will talk to you next week.
All right, my friend. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Always enjoy that. Coming right back, hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings next.